For Allah says in the Quran, and human faculties. And because of that gift, you're able to grow and learn something about your environment. And the environment you learn about, where did it come from? Did you make it? You, the instrument, was made by Allah, and the thing that you study was made by Allah. So what have you to boast of? Everything that you have to boast of is really a praise that you should give to God. The greater a man is, the greater the testimony is that God is great. Because the man had no power, he had nothing. The greatest ruler, the wisest scientist, they all came up from little infants, whining and wetting on themselves. They had no sense. They had to grow. They had to see the world that Allah has made, and they had to grow an understanding of this world. And that is how they got their sense. They got their knowledge out of God's creation. So Allah says He is the creator of everything. What about the jinn? Yes, He says, I have created jinn and men, only that they should worship Me. Allah didn't say that somebody else created the jinn. Said, I have created jinn and men, only that they should worship Me. Or what about the angels? Did God? Yes, Allah says He is the creator of the angels. And He is the one who ordered the angels. They cannot do anything until He instructs them. What about the Holy Spirit? Allah says He is the one who sends the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit obeys Allah. Is that right? Says the Ruh, the Holy Spirit, and the Malak, the angel, they all obey God, and they obey every order. They don't disobey not a single order. Yes. But the jinn and the man, he has intelligence. Both jinn and man have intelligence. They have freedom to a certain degree, what we call human freedom. So they disobey. But those things that we have been worshiping, they are perfect slaves of Allah. Angels. Supernatural powers. No supernatural powers. All are powers under Allah, creation of Allah. The Muslim has a Muslim way of looking at creation. The sun, the moon, the stars, the human being, everything is the creation of Allah. Again, I read these verses. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your God and guardian evolver and sustainer who has created khalaq al-insan. He has created the human being. So Allah created the world, created life, plants, animals. But He also created the intelligent being. The insan means the intelligent being. There are some people in human form that we don't like to call insane. Why? Because though they're in human form, they behave like crazy animals. You see? So insane is not just any person in a physical human body. That's not insane. Insane is a thinking, intelligent being who lives by the light of intelligence. The person who lives by the force of lust, by the force of anger, by the force of greed, or foolishness, playfulness. Some people live by the force of just playfulness. From time they wake in the morning, time they go to bed at night, playfulness is dominating their life. So are they true insane? No, they're not insane. The insane is the thinking man, the thinking human being who follows intelligence, who lives an intelligent life. That's the insane. And Allah says in this Quran that He has created the insane. He has created the intelligent man. That's what He's saying. I have created the intelligent man. Not only his brain. Certainly you know that God created his brain. Created this body, his brain. But more than that, He created his intelligence. Oh, how did that happen? Let's read the Quran. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. Created the man from the small life germ. From clot congealed blood. Clot of congealed blood. Or from a small life germ. Allah reminding us where we came up from. To let you know that you didn't get here without help. You were not always what you are now. You were once something so small you needed microscope, the glass to see it. And it's so helpless that they just die by the millions because people don't even know they need protection. The germ of man. That's not a fact. And still there's too many for our peace and happiness in Chicago, and especially New York and Tokyo. Well, Allah has done this. From little small insignificant germ in our sense, in our eyes, we don't pay any attention to it. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi 'allama bil qalam. Read, and your Lord is most generous. Allah is most generous. He didn't only create you and give you the genetic structure or the genetic design that you grow into that pattern and become a full-bodied human being with a mind, intelligence, and with good sentiments, human sentiments. No, He did even more than that. He's not only merciful, He's a creator, a merciful creator, but He's also a generous God. You have the brain, you have everything, but then He aids you. He won't leave you alone, take you by the hand, and lead you to where the knowledge is. Though you have the brain, you got the sense, but He aids you along the way so that you find the best. This is Allah. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. Who has taught the use of the pen. قَلَم. قَلَم can be pencil, pen, anything that writes. Who has taught the use of the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. He has taught the human being what he was not before knowing. Anybody knew anything before? No, you knew nothing before. Now let's read here. This is a Quran that was given to me as a gift from Brother Kazi's bookstore, Brother Ali at Brother Kazi's bookstore. And it has here some commentary. At the end of that verse, the commentary says, the first person to write was Prophet Idris. The first person to write was Prophet Idris. But who is Idris? Who is Prophet Idris? Prophet Idris must be a type, like a Christ type. like a Jesus type, Christ type. Prophet Idris must be a type, because we know that human beings coming to the knowledge of writing all over the world, not just in Asia or in Greece, all over the world, the man, the human being, have come into the knowledge of writing. Some have been slower than others, but they all eventually come into the knowledge of writing. Is that right? Yes. So we know that Idris must be a type. Yes. How does Allah teach us to write? Oh, Imam, you don't have the authority to make that kind of commentary or to go into that kind of depth. Well, I'm taking the authority until somebody stops me. Now, how does a man learn how to write? So I say this so people won't bother me. I don't have time to be bothered with somebody questioning me later. I let them know they can't talk to me. I'm stupid. I'm a stupid man. Yes. The man learns to write from the teaching that Allah has put in the environment. The environment teaches us to write. The environment gives us pictures, concepts, mental pictures. And we try to duplicate these mental pictures in the writing. The writing starts off as picture writing, doesn't it? Study the history of people, and then you go way back in their history and you find that they first wrote with pictures. And then the man began to shorten it because it's too long. So he shortens it, and he shortens it, and he shortens it, until finally it's so short it doesn't look like the original picture. But if we study it, we find that his little writing, his little letters, came from very, very big pictures in creation. Right? All of our little letters came from great pictures in creation. Yes. This is simple fact. Just a simple fact. Do you think God said A? Said, now write it like this, an English A. No. But God taught the man to say A. A. And he taught the other man to look at his mouth and see how it looks when he says A. And he tried to the best of his ability to draw what he saw when the man said A. And when he says B, when he says C, a Aleph, a Bay, K, a Ye. When we make these sounds, there's some picture shown. And the artist eventually captures the picture to the best of his ability. And this can be proven scientifically. It can be shown. In the study of the languages, the sounds, it can be shown that the pictures came from the shape of the mouth or the movement of the jaw or something. Something that was visible is what made the character, the letter. Yes. Before then, the man used just the pictures. Ancient Egyptians, what did they have? The hieroglyphics. And when they wanted to say sunset, they put a line in the sun setting on it. Is that right? And they had different figures from creation that represented different messages. And they put them together, and it was a language. And according to the study scientific study of the history of language, development of languages, hieroglyphics is the oldest. Is that right? It outdates even cuneiform. It's the oldest. So Allah has indeed taught mankind how to write. Without Allah giving us concepts to copy, we could not write. See how simple it is? There's no mystery. If Allah didn't give us a concept, we could not write. And not only somebody say, well, Allah didn't show us how to make the drawing. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Man only needs to live on this earth a few days. And if he uses his good senses, he will see that Allah is always teaching him that you can make drawings. Look at the beautiful designs in life. And then look how Allah calls it to rain and let the rain leave a design somewhere. Yes. The rippling of water, making a design. The tears run down our eye, down our cheek, and sometimes leave a chalky mark, just the way it rippled. Is that right? Shouldn't that suggest to a man to put a liquid in a pen and make some marks? Yeah, so everything, there's no concept that you have that Allah has not already made before you. Yeah. So Allah has taught the man how to write. We boast of everything. I went to South America and I found that natural needles and threads were already made by Allah. A plant that grows a needle with a thread on it. That's right. And they weave big sheets of cloth with that natural needle and with the thread. What was the first pen? The oldest pen that I know of is the feather of the bird. So who taught man how to put some liquid in the pen? Allah showed him and then even made him the pen, made him a bird feather that holds the oil of the bird, the oil for the bird feathers. Is that right? In the feather, the oil is held, so the bird don't lose it all. If he loses it all, then his feathers become a soaking up stuff. And if he becomes soaked down, he'd be too heavy to fly. And if the duck gets soaked down, he'd be too heavy to swim. So Allah has put oil in the feathers so that they can constantly oil themselves. As soon as they come out of a little slightest rain, they start oiling themselves. They take their beak and they pull it along the feather so that they pull the juice out of the feather, the oil out of the feather to the end and get it on their beaks, and they just oil their feathers all over. Is that right? And the man discovered, yes, here, this thing holds the oil. So he said, if it holds the oil, I'll take the oil out and put some dye in it. It will be a pen. It will write for us. Yes. Isn't it easy to understand how come some people remain primitive? They remain primitive because people lie to them about the knowledge of the world. They make them think that all of this knowledge has come because some human beings are superhuman. There are no superhuman. Every human being is on the same level with his brother and his sister. There is no race superior to another. No group or family of people superior to another. You give all of them the same, you'll find that they will all progress the same. There'll be inferiors among all of them, and there'll be superiors among all of them. So it's not your color that has denied you something or held you back. It's this world. People start out in a race, and many get there before the others. And most of them are selfish. When they get there, they don't tell the rest of them how they got there. They make the rest of them think that a mystery has brought them into all that great knowledge. If you accept the common sense talk that I give you and pass it on to your children, in a few generations you'll be equal and on top of many. So Allah has created everything, and Allah has created the human form. He also says that He is the one who designed your form. He has made your image. Surakum. Surakum means your physical picture, the way you look physically. He says that He has made that picture most beautiful. Now who's truthful? You or God? You going to tell me a big lip person with a flat nose and nappy hair is ugly? I say Allah says He has made that person beautiful. And the ugliness is only in your mind. The ugliness has been put into your mind. If you go to the country Africa right now and study that the tribes of the Africa, you'll find that many of them still today have big lips and broad, no flat nose and the African shaped head, that typical elongated head, as a sign of beauty. So Well, Law didn't teach them it was ugly. Somebody else said it was ugly. You can make a thing ugly by merely saying it's ugly over and over again until people accept it. Whatever you see is beautiful now. Don't you know if they continue to say that's ugly long enough, babies will be born and they will say it's ugly. That's the danger for the human being. The human being is a creature that is like clay, soft clay. Whatever hits them can put an indentation there, can shape him, give him his form. He can be changed. His form can be changed. In other words, reality can be changed for the human being. Reality that he's born with is not necessarily the reality that he'll keep. The world can change that reality for him by merely changing the way he looks at that reality. Yes. So we're in danger unless we accept Allah and follow the guidance of Allah always. That's the only way we can stay out of danger. The human being is the most endangered species. Other species, they are protected by instinct. God has clocked into their very makeup, physical makeup, laws that protect them. But you, you're exposed. You're subject to be formed by anything that you accept into your mind.
You have been listening to Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad. For those of you who want to know more about the world community of Al-Islam in the West, call area code 212-662-2202. That number is area code 212-662-2202. So call now. Someone is waiting to answer your call. That's area code 212-662-2202.